The image of a shepherd is a timeless one. When you think about a shepherd, you don't think about technology or GPSs or vehicles. The image is a simple one. It's all about a relationship between the sheep and their shepherd. And it even is to this day. Jesus describes this kind of relationship earlier in John chapter 10 when he says, "The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. That's from John chapter 10, verses 2 through 6. The relationship between a shepherd and his sheep is due to many, many hours that they spend together and the loving but stern care that the shepherd gives to them. They know his voice. Somebody else can come into the sheepfold and they'll not go near him at all. Even if he calls out the correct names. Oh yes, sheep have their names. I'll bet you if I asked you what your pet's name was, you could probably even mention the names of your pets when you were young. Not that you're not young now. But I mean, there's a relationship. Think about that. How would you like to have 100 sheep that you tend, or 50, and you know that not only the characteristics of them, but the names, and you can relate to them, and you treat each one accordingly. We all have dogs and cats that we know what they like and what they don't like, and we work with them on that. There's a relationship. Sheep are always listening for one voice, a voice that matters, the voice they trust. When they hear it, the shepherd does not need a sheepdog to keep them in line. He doesn't walk behind them, as a matter of fact. To drive them on, he walks ahead of them and calling to them, and they simply follow. In today's gospel, Jesus further describes not only the role of the shepherd, but how Jesus is our shepherd, calling himself the good shepherd. Now, the words good shepherd, used here in Greek, are hapoimenin hakalos, which describe a person who is good. And what does good mean? Well, in New Testament Greek, useful, free from defects, morally good, noble, and praiseworthy. To take it a step further, the literal Greek translation of kalos is beautiful. Now, just stop here for a second. The word good is also used and was named by the early church to describe a certain day, a Friday, in which Jesus died. Now take and put all of those adjectives: useful, free from defects, morally good, noble and praiseworthy, and beautiful. The day that Jesus died carries all of those things because of the new beginning that we get. This word good relays the fact that the sheer attractiveness of what Jesus was doing is strong, compelling, the power of his love for those under his care. Now, when I also hear the term good, I'm a movie buff and I also like to read, but I'm taken to the Chronicles of Narnia. And in the Chronicles of Narnia, there's a conversation that takes place in the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's in chapter 8, if you want to go look for it. But it's between young Lucy, her sister Susan, and Mr. Beaver. And they're talking about Aslan. Aslan, the lion, who certainly points towards Jesus throughout all of the Chronicles, who sacrifices himself for the people. The parts of the conversation go like this. As Lucy asks, "Is he a man?" Mr. Beaver says, "Aslan, a man? Certainly not. Aslan is a lion, the great lion, who Oh, says Susan, I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. Safe, says Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you. He's not safe, but he's good. This speaks to me as it illustrates that God's love is not safe, certainly in today's society. But we can trust him because we know that he is good. Jesus proclaimed himself the good shepherd, and his love is overflowing, enduring, and we know that it never ends. A shepherd would take his sheep into the wild where his life was always in danger. And so too does Jesus. Wherever we go, wherever we have gone, even to some not so nice places, our shepherd is with us. The good shepherd did indeed lay down his life for his sheep, sacrificing himself before all others, so that those who believe in him as the only Son of God would be safe from the thief, the stranger, the hired hand, who cares nothing about the sheep, who hits the road when the wolf attacks. But the good shepherd never runs away, but instead defends them, pursues those who reject him, those who hate him, and he serves those who never acknowledge him. This love may seem kind of confusing and irrational. Why would Jesus chase someone who does not want to be chased? His love is so selfless. He doesn't care if he gets hurt in the process. Hear what the Lord foretold through his prophet Ezekiel in chapter 34 of Ezekiel. He said, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. As for you, my flock, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will judge between one sheep and another and between rams and goats. Ezekiel 34, verses 11 to 17. In the Old Testament, God was seen as the image of a shepherd of his people. As a matter of fact, David wrote in today's Psalm, Psalm 23, which begins with the words, the Lord is my shepherd. The prophet Isaiah describes the Lord God as he tends flocks like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have the young. Isaiah 40, verse 11. And the psalmist writes in Psalm 80, verses 1 to 2, Hear us, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim. Shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might. Come and save us. Now, when Jesus proclaimed himself as the good shepherd, I believe he spoke with certainty and authority, saying to his people, saying to us, the people of God, I am the good shepherd. He made a connection for us not only to the many scriptures about God, some of which I just shared with you as a shepherd, but that he is God himself. Just as God spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 in the burning bush, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. In chapter 3, verse 14, after Moses asked what his name was, he replied, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And in Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd, he was telling the world, I am who I am. And he said the very same thing when he said these things. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life in John chapter 11. I am the bread of life, born in a city called the House of Bread, by the way. I am the gate, which he spoke about in John chapter 10. I am the vine, and I am the light of the world. Now we stand on those words as Jesus revealing to the whole world his true identity. Every time that Jesus uses the words, I am, my spirit is stirred. And I'm led back to Exodus chapter 3. God himself is speaking. The Greek words, ego eimi, are the words, I am. And they poignantly speak about someone who was, who is, and will be forever. The verb to be, I am. God himself is speaking. And his love and invitation is for the whole world. Even though, sadly, we know there are some who refuse to accept him or try to change his words to be something that the culture would rather hear. Pray for those people, please. In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus proclaimed, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is John chapter 10, shortly before he goes to the other side of the Jordan to await word that Lazarus has died. And then he goes and brings Lazarus forth. We celebrated that just a few weeks ago. He brought Lazarus forth from the tomb. And then he headed into Jerusalem, triumphantly coming through and hailed as a king in the last week of his life. He was proclaiming to the apostles and to those who would listen and to those followers later to come like us that he is the good shepherd. He is the one who cares for his flock. He went on to say that he and the Father are one as he proclaimed, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I laid down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also, and they too will listen to my voice. And there should be one flock and one shepherd. And we can't wait for that day. Once again, God is not interested in losing anyone, but the choice to hear his voice is theirs. The invitation is there. Just think of John 3:16. The word world is not just one denomination or Coffee County or New York or Israel. The world. And your name is in there. We're called to love Christ as he loves us. Not caring about the consequences or the aftermath. We're called to walk on treacherous ground in his love, knowing that he will never let us fail. He always works for good of those who love him. My brothers and sisters, his love is not safe, but it is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.